Hi everyone, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. It is the 20th of July and we are doing our newsworthy clips for this month. And today we're going to be talking about a very interesting person that really has lived quite a life and is not scared of very much, as I insinuated in our introduction here. And to help me discuss this article today is...
I'm Zach.
And Pauline.
Well, before we talk about this person, let's talk about let's review what we talked about yesterday, because it was quite an interesting article. Pauline, what's something that stood out to you about our article yesterday about dogs may be great for your heart and lower your risk of death?
Well, of course, the results of this study were pretty impressive to hear that the risk of death was found to be 33% lower for single dog owners than non-owners. I mean, that's just a really incredible finding. And I was impressed by just what an expansive study this was. It was done in Sweden with 3.5 million people being studied, ages 40 to 80, for 11 years. I mean, when I hear that kind of information, it really stands out to me as an important study that's worth really considering. So I was very impressed with it.
Yeah, and I think for me, what I found most interesting was just this correlation or kind of a connection between, you have the physical benefits of lowering CVD, which is the cardiovascular disease, and other health risks, but also just that emotional correlation between the two, having a dog in the house could actually benefit people living alone, and just having companionship and could replace, a family member if need be.
Right, and a couple of the words that I want to point out that we talked about yesterday was how dog ownership is involved by alleviating psychosocial stress factors. And alleviating means to do away with or to help get rid of something. And then psychosocial comes out of psychology, so it means, problems that people have in social situations. And the stress factors would be social isolation. Sometimes as we get older, we're more socially isolated. We don't go out as much. Or depression, that could lead to depression and loneliness. And they are all much lower in dog owners, just because maybe a dog has to get you out there and you meet people.
It's very interesting.
But today we're going to talk about it's a totally different subject, and it's about a man, and we're pretty sure that he was a dog owner.
He must have been.
Because he's lived for a very long time and seems to be very active even still.
Right.
The title
it's a 102-year-old guy, and he sets a world record. I know most of you are thinking, did you hear me right? So once again, this is a 102-year-old gentleman, and he is setting a world record. And it's quite surprising what that world record is in. It's not in sitting in his chair, that's for sure.
Right.
So let's read our article, and let's meet this gentleman. We're going to read in the left-hand column on page 31 of your magazine and down to about the middle of that column around line 21.
A 102-year-old sets world record. Not much scares Glenn Quillen. Ever since the retiree had to bail out of an airplane with a dead engine in 1931, he's had a taste for thrill rides. Recently, he celebrated his 102nd birthday by setting the Guinness World Record for the oldest person to ride a zip line. The Aerial Adventure, accomplished at the La Jolla Zip Zoom Park in Palma Valley, California, was simply the latest daredevil stunt for Quillen. He marked his 100th birthday in January 2016 with a tandem skydive. There's always a lot of anticipation when you log one of these new adventures, and I felt very comfortable along the way, he said afterward. It's a great location. And the people were wonderful.
So we see here we have a 102-year-old, so we're talking about a person, and this person is setting a world record, and we meet him in the first sentence. Not much scares Glenn Quillen.
That's right. Apparently not. And he kind of has this life experience to back up his, why he's a thrill seeker. And so it says that ever since this retiree, that is someone who is retired, had to bail out of an airplane. He had to kind of bail is just to leave it abruptly, to quickly
get out
right here. And so with an airplane, you're thinking, oh, wow. But why? Why did he have to bail out? Well, it says that there was a dead engine in 1931. And this kind of set him up for what he's going to do as a retiree.
Right. Yeah. He says, ever since then, he's had a taste for thrill rides. So if you have a taste for something, it means it's something you enjoy. You have a desire for this particular thing. I have a taste for travel.
Right. Well, I was just thinking he must have had a parachute nearby. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been bailing out of this plane.
Good point.
Yeah,
but I think
that's
back in those days, in 1931, back then, airplanes were fairly new, actually. Mm-hmm. So I think they always had some kind of safety, hopefully some safety device nearby to help them bail out. And now you might hear it said, he bailed on me. Okay, it means that somebody, you set plans with somebody and then they decided not to go. So it's a very slang way of saying bailed out.
That's right.
But this literally means he jumped out of the plane.
Right. Well, that happened almost 90 years ago, right?
I know,
that happened a long time ago. And now recently he celebrated his 102nd birthday. So 90 years later, this guy is quite elderly, but still seeking thrills. It says he set the Guinness World Record for the oldest person to ride a zip line.
Well, first of all, Zach, what's a Guinness World Record?
So this is referring to every year they kind of go around and you can compete or try and to do something to get within this world record. So these are the records that are set in kind of unusual activities sometimes, mm-hmm. and people hold these records for all kinds of things, but it's quite an honor to be able to get your name inside this book.
And here he is setting the Guinness World Record for the oldest person to ride a zip line. And Pauline, I know you've gone zip lining or ridden a zip line before, so do you want to tell us about it?
Of course. Costa Rica is famous for its zip lines. It's one of the first places where they did zip lines for fun, for tourism. So I've done that a few times there. And a zip line is when you strap in, you get into a harness that you're seated in, and then there's like a hook that hooks onto this long line that usually goes from some high point in a tree or up on the top of a mountain or something, and then you just go zipping down this line down to another spot. Sometimes you can go across a river, or usually there's a really beautiful area that you get to see from this high vantage point while very quickly zipping along in the air.
Okay. So we also say I went zip lining. Okay. Mm-hmm. The verb form of that noun there. And at 102, this is what he did. Okay.
Now, to kind of give you an image, so to speak, at the bottom of page 31, mm-hmm. there's this picture of two people ziplining across from a higher point, like Pauline said, down to kind of a lower one. So you kind of get this rush as you are zipping across. And now just imagine one of those people being 102 years old. Quite the scene, I can imagine.
That's pretty great. And they go on in the next paragraph to describe this as an aerial adventure. That's a very nice descriptive word. Aerial just refers to anything in the air, right? So, of course, this is, you can see in the picture, they're just up in the air in the middle of the sky, zipping along. So it's an aerial adventure.
When you had your aerial adventure on this zip line, did you feel safe?
Yeah. Actually, I'm kind of a thrill seeker. So the first time I was a little disappointed it wasn't faster.
Mm. Have you been ziplining before, Zach?
I have. I've not done the one. Now, it's interesting you mentioned you're strapped in, and I think that's right. Now, there are more informal or smaller ones where you just kind of hold on to some bars while you zip line across, maybe with a lake at the bottom or something like that.
Or you're closer to the ground, so if you fall off it.
I remember growing up with, and you can go and buy one of these, and they're a lot more casual of a zip line, and you can kind of just tie it from one tree to another.
Oh.
But I think on these more recreational, purposeful ones, these are a little more intense. You need to be strapped in. You need that cable.
Yeah, if you pay for a zip lining tour and they're not strapping you in with a really good harness, don't do it.
Well, I think the key here is that it is an aerial adventure. The kind you're talking about, Josh, is not so aerial. You're much closer to the ground, so if you fall, it's only a couple of feet.
That's true.
But yours, Pauline, was very aerial.
Very aerial.
And the one that we see at the bottom of the page here is very aerial. If you fall from there, it's probably all over.
But again, if you're doing a regular tour, there you don't need to worry about that. They've got you strapped in with a lot of different harnesses. There's usually an extra safety one, so don't be scared of that. Just know that's why they have the harnesses. That's why you're not just holding on with your hands.
Right. And and make sure that you snap everything shut and do it correctly. Do what they say, because it's safe if you do it correctly. And we see here that he performed this, or accomplished this at La Jolla Zoom Park in California, and it was simply the latest daredevil stunt for Quillen. I like this, Okay, so from my point of view, Pauline is the daredevil here. How would you describe that, Zach?
To be a daredevil, well, it really is just kind of having that taste for thrill rides and to be willing to...
Yeah, I dare you.
Exactly.
Right? So I dare you to do something. A daredevil usually takes a lot of chances. I mean, we think of it that way.
Very adventurous, does things that for a lot of other people, they would think of it as scary or too dangerous or scary to do. And the daredevil is like, I want to do it. I'm on it. And a stunt is the thing that you do, right? So we often talk about stunts in movies. Mm-hmm. So when there's an action scene and somebody jumps off a building or comes out of a burning, like a car explodes and somebody, falls out of it, and there's just all these action. The person doing that usually isn't the main actor. It's a stuntman, and it's the person who's doing some pretty amazing actions.
So that means they're trained, in how to take a fall or, how to perform one of these high-tech maneuvers.
Right, that's how we usually use the word here. Usually use the word, but it just means an exciting action. We sometimes say that to our kids. I mean, what kind of stunt are you pulling?
Mm-hmm.
And
what are you trying to get away with?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we see here also that this is not the only time he's done something wild and crazy like this.
Right.
For his 100th birthday in January of 2016, he went on a tandem skydive. Mm-hmm. So this is, it kind of takes him back to 1931.
There
okay?
you go, yeah.
But if you do something in tandem, what do you do?
You're doing it with someone at the exact same time. So I've done a tandem skydive as well. And it's just that idea is that you're actually strapped in with another person. You're sharing one parachute and you jump out of the plane together.
Right.
Also, we use tandem in some other ways. Like, I really like to go tandem bike riding, which those are those bikes that have two seats on one long bike. That's a tandem bike.
Yes. I've seen a few of those around. I had friends, they always rode a tandem bike. They had two, and they just welded them together. So, yeah, whenever they went biking, they always went tandem. So tandem, just means two or more people or objects together. And we see that there's always a lot of anticipation when you log one of these new adventures. And I felt very comfortable along the way, he said afterward. Would you say that?
It's obviously there would be a lot of anticipation, right? You are excited. You get to try something new. It's an adventure, right? So you're going to anticipate all of this kind of a thrill. But you get to log one. Simply means to kind of achieve it, to record it, and to say, I've done this. You've logged it.
I wonder if he has a list.
Probably.
I hope so.
And he felt very comfortable along the way. Well, I know, we've talked about his lifestyle from what we can just get from these few paragraphs, and he doesn't shy away from excitement and adventure. So, he said it was a great location. If you look at the pictures at the bottom of the page, you can see the one on the right-hand side, the one on the left side is him in the aerial part of it, and the one on the right side, he's coming down through the tree line now. So it looks very cool, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was a great location, and the people were wonderful. And also the people have to be competent.
Absolutely. Although, again, usually I'm not too worried about that. Although, if you're thinking about doing a zipline tour, you should probably double check that it's a legitimate company. Mm-hmm. Check those TripAdvisor or whatever you use on the internet to just double check that they've got good reviews and they've got a good safety
right.
record. And normally you don't have anything to worry about then.
Certainly not. But, yeah, I would just point out, you know, you do want to... know where you're going and make sure it has a reputable, a good reputation for being a safe place.
Yes.
Better to be safe than sorry.
And really, one of the reasons for doing zipline to me is for the location. Usually where they put ziplines up, it's not just a thrill ride. They put it up in an area where you can see like a beautiful view of the jungle or the ocean or a river or a waterfall. So it's a really amazing aerial view of usually a very scenic area.
Actually, if you read Studio Classroom, if you're reading both Advance and Studio Classroom, you'll see that one of our teachers went ziplining in Africa, and we have a photo of her ziplining underneath a very famous bridge over Victoria Falls.
Wow.
Well,
cool.
Actually, it's over the Zambezi River, which is right by Victoria Falls. So as we said before, you can do this all over the world, mm-hmm. Because Pauline has been in South America, ziplining in South America. I know there are a lot of places around Asia where you can do this. So, find that adventuresome spirit and get out there.
Well, it sounds like a win-win. Adventure and you have some scenic scenery along the way.
Yeah.
And I will say it's this... In the area of thrill rides and adventure experiences, I really don't think this one is quite as big a jump as, say, skydiving or bungee jumping. I know my mom did the zip line with me, and she's one of those who's scared of most amusement park rides. She's not really a big thrill seeker, but this was a nice, first step into this world of maybe adventure, thrill rides, and she actually really enjoyed it. So, just so you know, if you're kind of on the edge about it, I think that this is a nice one to try.
Okay, well, let's continue our reading. We're going to find out more about Lahala Zip Zoom and what they have to offer, and also about Quillen and what he's looking forward to.
Chad Gutierrez, who manages La Jolla Zip Zoom, said he was amazed at Quillen's bravery. The mountainside attraction has three extreme zip lines, where passengers in helmets and harnesses travel at speeds up to 50 miles per hour at distances up to 2,700 feet and a vertical drop of as much as 800 feet. He's braver than most of the people who come out here. We've had people quit on the first one, and he couldn't wait to do them all, Gutierrez said. Once certified by the Guinness World Records Organization, Quillen will own the record held by a 90-year-old, according to Quillen's grandson, Mike Welch. He's always had an adventurous spirit, and he loves doing things that make people's jaws drop, Welch said. Quillen is already looking ahead to his next big adventure. A hot air balloon ride is on the list, along with one more skydive. Welch said that the Guinness World Record for the oldest skydiver is 102, so he and Quillen are hoping to break that record next January when Quillen turns 103.
So here we are. We're talking to the manager of La Jolla Zip Zoom, Chad, and he said that he was amazed at Quillen's bravery. He would probably be amazed at yours too, Pauline.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of people who will do a zip line, but I've definitely talked to many people. Again, when I worked in Costa Rica in guest services, there were some people who were definitely very scared at the idea of doing a zip line. They weren't very sure of it. So to see a 102-year-old who's not just a little uncertain or like, well, okay, maybe, but just excited and ready to go, that is pretty impressive, right?
Yeah, right. I would certainly say so. I think of a zip line. I don't think I have any personal hesitations to try something like that. I think, let's do it. And then to see, I'm sure for this manager, he's seen a whole arrangement of different people stepping up to do the zip line. But then to see this enthusiastic 102-year-old yes. man, you've got to accredit that kind of bravery.
I would say so, especially when we see the example of the kinds of zip lines they have here. It says, the mountainside attraction has three extreme zip lines. And what can you tell us about these, Pauline?
Yeah, I was really interested to hear about that since I have done a few different zip lines. So what they say makes theirs particularly extreme is they say passengers in helmets and harnesses travel at speeds of up to 50 miles per hour, which is quite fast. Although helmets and harnesses, that's not the extreme part. Everyone should have those on. But going 50 miles an hour, pretty amazing. At distances up to 2,700 feet, which is quite a ways, with a vertical drop of as much as 800 feet, which that to me was the most exciting part. Because, again, I want to go fast. And so if you're going with a pretty steep drop, then you know it's going to go fast.
Right. Well, 50 miles per hour is very fast, actually. It's about 65, 70 kilometers. Mm-hmm. So you're moving.
Mm-hmm.
And actually at the same rate as some cars in some roads.
That's true.
So you really are moving.
You'd be breaking the speed limit on some roads.
I know. And it says here at 2,700 feet, so that's really a high distance, but the drop is what will get you going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, an 800-foot drop is quite a drop.
Yes, it is.
And then the manager says that I think it's really interesting what he says about Glenn Quillen. What does he say here?
Well, it says that he's braver than most of the people who come out here. And mm-hmm. I think that, again, that could be a comment towards just his age. But even still, he took out all these challenges and he accomplished them. And it's quite an amazing feat.
Well, and he adds more information to why he says that in that second sentence. He says, we've had people quit on the first one. So usually with zip lines, there's more than one zip line. If you're doing a tour, you'll get to go from one platform to the next. And he said some people who tried one and they were out, right? They bailed from the tour.
So do they get more progressively zippier?
Frequently, yeah. Frequently, they'll start with a smaller one for people to kind of get a feel for it, and then maybe the last one will be the big finale where you'll get to go really far and really fast.
Oh, the 2,700-foot one with the 800-foot drop?
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
Although it also just depends on the geography of the area. They're basing it on that. But usually they won't start with the big one. They will almost always start with a smaller one for people to try. And he said, you know, sometimes just that smaller one is too much for people. So then to see a 102-year-old guy who does the small one and is just so excited to keep on going. There's not even a momentary hesitation or thought of quitting, and that's pretty great.
And he did them all. And then he said that once he is certified by the Guinness World Records Organization, Quillen will own the record held by a 90-year-old. Well, I think at 90 to 102, that's quite an age span at that time of our lives. And this is according to Quillen's grandson, Mike Welch. So we see this word. I think this is good for us to know. You hold a record or you can own a record. Okay. So that means that the record belongs to you. And you also, after you accomplish something like this, then you have to prove it to the Guinness World Records Organization. So he will hold this record. And that's quite an age spread from 90 to 102.
Right. And it is a good point. If there's ever a moment where you decide you have a goal to break a Guinness World Record, there's a whole process you go through with the Guinness World Records organization. I think usually you have to have someone come and verify, or they'll have a whole process for how to verify that it really happened. And then once that's all verified, you'll get to have your name in the book and you officially hold the record.
I think he's probably going to be breaking a few more records before it's all said and done here. His grandson also says he's always had an adventurous spirit, and he loves doing things that make people's jaws drop.
What a great phrase.
I know.
When your jaw drops, it's the visual idea of somebody just being shocked, amazed, right?
Right. Have you ever had has your jaw ever dropped?
Certainly. You know, it's kind of a funny idea, but it actually, you do find yourself doing that sometimes.
I know, you're like, what?
Really? That can happen? Oh my gosh.
We can use this as an adjective too. You might say a jaw-dropping stunt, a jaw-dropping feat.
Yes.
You know, so.
And we see that, well, we've said this before, but Quillen is not quitting. In fact, he's already looking ahead to his next big adventure. And what's that going to be, Zach?
Well, he's looking ahead to a hot air balloon ride that's on the list, and even one more skydive.
Okay, so he is very adventurous.
Well, it's true, and I think he's kind of keeping his sights on those aerial adventures with a hot air balloon, you know, to be able to go up into the sky. And
yeah, we can talk about our boss for that one. Last year, Doris was 90, and she went on a hot air balloon ride out of Taidong. She had a great time. I think she has a very adventurous spirit as well. Mm. I don't know if ziplining fits into her plans for the future, but she doesn't back down from adventure.
Oh man, I could see her doing it. If somebody gave her the opportunity, like you said, I don't think she'd back down from it.
No. And a skydive. So we see here that Glenn is, wants to take a hot air balloon ride and also to go on another skydive. And, Welch said that the Guinness World Records for the oldest skydiver is 102. So what is he trying to do here?
So he might get another world record. So he's 102 now. If in a year, or whenever his birthday comes around, he does another skydiving trip, he might be able to break another record.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. So, well, it says, yeah, when he turns 103.
Right. Oh, and we should say to break the record, that means that somebody else had a record before you and mm-hmm. you surpassed it. Now you hold the record. So you hold the record after you break somebody else's record.
You often hear this in sports, mm-hmm. you know, especially with running especially within running events, they break a record.
Mm-hmm. Or horse
racing.
Olympics.
Yeah, in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Well, we hope that you are as inspired by Glenn Quillen as we are. I don't know if I'm going to go out and go ziplining tomorrow, but I will think about it. And we hope that you will join us again tomorrow. We have a very different article, topic for us tomorrow to discuss, so join us again then. Bye for now.
Goodbye.